ေယေဟောကုဖုခက်လက်တေကုထောယွာလေတတုဖွိသညောပုနိတကေမယွာတတော်တသခုဟေစုတော်တသဝိတကေသညာလေယွာမိပက္ခာတကေပမေပွားဝောမှုတော်တောဆာလောသုတဖုလော Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Let us sing 108.
Bulletins to the prayer of approach. It is a responsive prayer of approach this morning. Obviously, your heart is the bold words. So let us join our hearts together in prayer. Both heaven and earth are here, O God, and the veil is thin between them. Your promise unites those of us bounded by time with those who are blessed by eternity. Both heaven and earth are here, O God, and the church above and below is one. Peter is here, and Paul, Martha, and all the Marys, the saints from long ago, and those dear ones who just left us. Only the limits of our human sight prevent us from seeing them on the other side of death, yet one with us here.
We, your people, join all creation to cry out, glory.
Both heaven and earth are here, O God, and you who made them are with us too. Jesus, who died and rose and ascended to glory at your right hand, sits here beside us, and your Holy Spirit, the dove, makes her resting place among us.
We, your people, join all creation to cry out, glory.
I invite you to follow along with the cantor, and I invite the children of the church to come and join me for the children's time as we sing.
Thank you.
Good morning. How are you all this morning? Do you know that today is a special day? Do you know what's special about today? Anybody? You think that mothers think it's special today? It's called Mother's Day. This is the day that we celebrate mothers and all of the mothers of the world, okay? And so this morning, I wanted to mention to you that in the Bible, it says that God is like a great mother bird that shadows her little baby chicks under her wings and protects them. So God is like a great big bird that protects her little ones under her wings. And I have some pictures that I'm going to show you in a little video of all kinds of different mother animals and their little babies. And there's a couple of pictures in here of birds that have their wings over their baby chicks. And so you have to pay close attention to see when those pictures come up. That's an iPad. That's right. Very good. Now, can you all see that? All right. Now watch. This is all kinds of mother animals and their babies. It'll be. So today is Mother's Day, and we remember that God is like a great mother bird that protects us with her wings. So, as best you can be nice to your mother today, or your grandmother, or some woman that is like your mother, okay? And every time you see a mother animal or a mother bird,
taking care of its little babies. Think of how God takes care of you. Okay? Thank you so much.
I saw a robin.
You saw a robin? Yeah.
Different bird.
They will take care of their little ones too. Great. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Good to have you with us.
I'm trying to catch it. I scare her.
Yeah, you take care.
Our scripture lesson this morning comes from Acts, the first chapter, verses 1 through 11. And if you would like to follow along in the Pew Bible, it's page 884. This is the word of the Lord. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Paulan is also have limata said to the sabota to the sita sato philo kaya tale yishu ma do tuke toke le khotchi tu lo le mudini le amalu patamwe phu le akhu thawa da pha le ta so sri do mata su cho oni yekwe pa le li de be li do awada tu ne atale o le amu di le adu alo khi Let out with the army left, but that did not be bar. Not out plato lay or a nilusina, nor to the baka, you are born below. Not away the Upu Rufu dog, away the Malubito, a suit hat holler, will reach little gay. Mimi left the Sulas who part a sipa, le tuna hootilla, yellow. A lady is so you have bled a le tickla, Mimi. Sunya ani ato, ta ani ato bado. Tukudu blessed taleta so suya pulo. Mata didn't know a worthy upo rupu we do. Tikwa, oh, do si weda. Kasao, minikhe loki, bomule, isri, kekne ya. Do si ba o, amu ala sekato, le, papa le asukamo. Da wea bune, tatu dutinya suba. Basado, peta so si hello le tulu we do. Tukudune tasuragamo, dot to get to your poa, who got that. The palais will usually long. Dot call you that, dot sunya, dot cost us, dot summary, Berlehoko, Catello. Not sitani, we are lucky, a wealthy qua, or a penmu, dot Tahito, ni all. Let I do it, or let I wed the menyalo. Dot a wealthy qua, Tiqua Sasu Muku, dot pet musu, pet a kitol, penmu dot. Kwa 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 kia tu tawa ဝတ်တော်လာအဝဲတိအခွေတော့စီဝဒါဘာကာလီလာဖို့တိကိုသူ့အဆက်ထက်ကွာဆူမှုခုမေပမနူးလဲယေရှုကစားဝဲလက်အတဆုထောက်ကွီအော်လက်သူသူ့အဆူမှုခုနေခက်ကေဒီသူတီကေဆူမှုခုအတော်နေလော
On the other side of goodbye. Many of us were gathered this past Friday. North Shore friends from all of the language groups. We were gathered outside on an absolutely glorious spring day under the blossoming trees at Rose Hill Cemetery to say goodbye to our dear, dear sister in Christ, Carol Noldan. For many, many of you, a dear friend of many years. That was a sad goodbye. That was a goodbye that weighs heavy on a lot of our hearts as we gather for worship this morning. And today is a day when we honor mothers. And for many of us, that means remembering a mother who's no longer with us, no longer here in this life. And for a few of us, it is the very first Mother's Day after that loss. And goodbye, in those cases, looms very large over any celebration. We're also approaching a season in the year when there are many, many goodbyes. Graduation from eighth grade or high school or college. It's an exciting time, it's a joyful time, but it involves saying goodbye, doesn't it? Goodbye to friends and familiar activities and a whole stage of life. I remember my college graduation day, going back to my dorm room after all of the pomp and circumstance and celebrations, and sitting down on my bed and surprising myself when I burst into tears. But thinking back, it makes sense. I was saying goodbye to what at that time was my whole life. And then, do I dare mention it, that Doug and I are rapidly approaching one of the biggest goodbyes of our life, saying goodbye to all of you who have been at the center of our life for almost two decades. And that means that we all have a goodbye to live through together in the coming weeks. So here we are. In the midst of all of those goodbyes, what a blessing it is of God's wisdom that this moment in the church year brings to us a story about goodbye. It's a story in which Jesus says goodbye to his followers for the final time, and his followers have to say goodbye to him. Here's what I think we're going to see in that story. That goodbye is not so much something we say, that it's kind of a passageway, that it's a bit like a doorway that we walk through. And sometimes that passageway is a simple, easy doorway to step across the threshold. But sometimes that passageway is more like a long dark tunnel or a valley that really takes some time and some effort to move through. But we'll also see, I believe, in this scripture that there's always something new and good on the other side of goodbye. That goodbye is like a passageway. There's always something new and good on the other side. Our scripture lesson this morning began in the first book, Theophilus. I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven. In the first book. This may be the beginning of the book of Acts, but it's part two of a two-part story. And the Gospel of Luke is part one, and the book of Acts is part two of the story. And Acts picks up where Luke left off with Jesus saying goodbye. Luke told all of the stories about what happened when Jesus was on earth, and Acts picks up and tells all the stories of what happened to the followers of Jesus, now called apostles, after Jesus is gone. Acts tells the stories of what's on the other side of that goodbye. But first, Luke does something that's kind of like what your favorite TV series does when it starts a new episode. It says, previously on whatever show you're watching, Luke doubles back and he retells the story of Jesus saying goodbye. It's that important a story. It's that important to get through the passage of goodbye well. So put yourself for a moment in the shoes of those disciples and remember what it's been like for them. They left everything to follow Jesus. They left everything to learn about and to live into this kingdom of God, this new realm of love and forgiveness that Jesus brought. It was like a dream come true for them, this time of following Jesus and living in a community of grace and joy and fellowship like they'd never experienced before. And then in the most brutal and traumatic way possible, that dream was blown apart when Jesus was tortured to death. Their lives were utterly destroyed. But then mystery of mysteries, joy of all joys, Jesus is alive again, and he spent 40 days with them, 40 days of renewing those bonds of fellowship and that realm of joy and grace and forgiveness and glory, and he continued to teach them for 40 days about what the kingdom of God was all about. And now they're up on a hill outside of Jerusalem, and it's time to say goodbye. Jesus, is he really actually saying goodbye? Is this it? Is this really the end? How can they let him go? How can they bear to face life without him? Surely for the disciples, this was a really painful moment. No wonder. No wonder they struggle moving through that passageway. They almost get stuck two times. Two times the disciples almost get stuck and are unable to get through the goodbye. The first place they almost get stuck is trying to grab hold of the past. They ask Jesus, Lord, is this the time when you'll restore the kingdom to Israel? They're looking back. They're looking back on the glory days of Israel when it was an independent kingdom and they had their nation's freedom. And they're saying to Jesus, basically, well, now, after all this, is this when you're going to overthrow the Romans? You know, we keep waiting. We keep waiting. Is this when you're going to overthrow the Romans? And Jesus says, no, that's for God to deal with. No, this isn't the time. They've really gotten confused between kingdom of Israel and kingdom of God. The second time the disciples almost get stuck is when Jesus, it says, is taken up, that he disappears from their sight, and they're standing around gazing up toward heaven. They're paralyzed. They're paralyzed right there in that moment when they last saw him and then he was gone. Their feet are rooted to the ground under them and they're just looking for Jesus. Where is he? They're stuck in that present moment. They just can't get past it until two men in white, and that's to clue us that these are messengers from God, that they come and they say, why are you standing here? Why are you just staring up into the sky? The implication being, it's time to move on. It's time to move through the goodbye to discover what's on the other side. So how do we not get stuck partway through a passageway of goodbye? How do we not get paralyzed in the middle of goodbye? How do we get through that passageway to what's on the other side? I believe that there are three things that get us through goodbyes, that take us safely to the other side. And they're all three like paths: the path of courage, and the path of ritual, and the path of gratitude. I believe these are the things that carry us, lead us, take us through a goodbye. It really does take courage to move through goodbye. I can't count how many times somebody has said this to me. Have you had people say to you, "Oh, I never say goodbye. We'll see each other again." Have you heard that? That's when someone says that, what that actually is a failure of courage. It's a failure to be able to face the fact that there really is a goodbye to be experienced. And really, how can you say hello to something new in life if you haven't said goodbye, if you haven't let go of what was before? There's a kid's game that I play. I learned it at Detroit Baptist Camp years ago, and I play it with kids at Vacation Bible School here at North Shore. At least I did, as long as I could, you know, sit cross-legged on the floor and get back up again. Haven't tried that real recently. It's called Going on a Bear Hunt. How many people have gone on the, yeah. All right, we're gonna do just a little bit because this is one of those things that goes on forever and ever. But you start like this. You gotta pat your legs, okay? Going on a bear hunt.
Going on a bear hunt.
Gonna catch a big one.
Gonna catch a big one.
We're not scared.
We're not scared.
Oh, look!
Look.
There's a huge swamp.
There's a huge swamp.
Can't fly over it.
Can't fly over it.
Can't go around it.
Can't go around it.
Can't tunnel under it.
Can't tunnel under it.
Guess we have to go through it.
Guess we have to go through it.
Okay, yeah, you get the idea. The obstacles continue, and there is a bear at the end, for those of you who have done this around a campfire. But I was thinking about it, you know, that really is like goodbye. There's no way to the other side except through. You can't go over it. You can't go around it. You can't crawl under it. You really can't avoid it. You have to go through the tough bit. And that takes courage. You have to honestly face it. This kid I love is going away to college. Her childhood is over. It will never be the same. You have to face it and go through it. The mother who tended me, cared for me, had my back like nobody else ever will, is gone. I have to find a way forward. This group of friends at school, we've been together for years, and we're all going to different high schools now. It's never going to be the same. We have to say goodbye. All of that is painful. It's tempting to look away. It's tempting to pretend that it isn't happening. But the first pathway through goodbye is courage. Courage. And the second pathway through goodbye is ritual. Ritual. As simple as a handshake or going out for ice cream on the last day of school every year, or as complex and elaborate as our graduation ceremonies, ritual is a path that carries us safely through goodbye. You think about graduation for a minute. You're bringing a huge chapter of your life to a close. And because of the rituals that we have, you don't have to do it alone. You're surrounded by your friends. You've got all your loved ones up in the stands looking down on you. And the same music begins to play that played for everybody's graduation that you've ever known. No matter how out of tune the high school band is, they're playing Pomp and Circumstance, right? And you walk through that ceremony on a path that is laid out in front of you, and you get through the goodbye to something brand new on the other side. Jesus created a ritual of goodbye. At his Last Supper with the disciples, he broke the bread and he blessed the wine, and he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." This is a ritual that brings us together so that we can separate again. Ritual as a path through goodbye is the reason for funeral ceremonies. And there is an unfortunate and disturbing new trend that I see, which is to not have any ceremony at all when someone dies. No funeral, no memorial, nothing. That is to rob yourself of a pathway that can carry you safely through that really difficult goodbye. Funeral ceremonies are so that a family is not left alone to stumble around in the dark. But just like what we did just this past Friday when we gathered at Rose Hill Cemetery as a community, we literally carry our loved one to their final resting place and set her down with great care. And we, as a whole community, we speak ancient holy words of comfort and promise. And we file past the casket and we say a prayer and we place a flower on the casket. And we touch the mourning family members with a handshake or a hug. We walk the steps of a path that has been clearly laid out by the traditions of our culture for us before, a path blazed by generations so that we won't get lost somewhere in the middle, so that we don't have to figure it out on our own, so that we can do it in the company of those who love us. And then after we walk that path, we gather to eat. And to talk and to laugh. The first funeral I ever went to, it was my grandmother's funeral. I was about 13 years old. And when I saw everyone sitting around laughing and telling stories at the meal after the funeral, I was shocked. I said, "Wow, when somebody dies, you can laugh? You can tell stories?" Well, that's so that we know that life continues, that there is something on the other side of goodbye. There is something on the other side of grief, and it's life, and it's joy, and life goes on. That's what our rituals around death teach us. The first path through goodbye is courage, and the second is ritual. And the third path through goodbye is gratitude. About a dozen years ago, my father died. He actually was taken by the very same kind of leukemia that stole our sister Carol from us. He was living here in Chicago with Doug and I for about the last 6 months of his life, and he was down at Northwestern Hospital. He had fought off infection after infection, and we finally got the news that there would be no reprieve this time, that there would be no fending off the overwhelming infection and the simple exhaustion of his body in the face of this leukemia. And so upon receiving this news and trying to take in this new reality, I stood by my dad's bed and held his hand, and we realized that we were facing this pathway called goodbye. And he looked up at me and he said, "We had a wonderful family, didn't we?" He looked at my older sister was there by this time. My younger sister had not gotten into town yet. But he looked at us. He said, "We had a wonderful life together. We had a wonderful family, didn't we? I'm so thankful for all of you." That's a sure pathway through goodbye, is gratitude, saying thanks. Tell your neighbor what he meant to you before the moving van pulls away. Help your child write a thank you note for a favorite teacher to take on the last day of school. Stand up at a funeral or a memorial and say, "This is what my friend meant to me and did for me, and I thank God for it." Gratitude, naming the good things, giving thanks to God for the good things, is a clear and safe path through goodbye. Gratitude, ritual, and courage, those are our paths through goodbye. Sisters and brothers, we do want to walk through to the other side of goodbye like Jesus' disciples did. We want to get through to the other side. We don't want to get stuck somewhere in the middle or paralyzed like the disciples almost did, because God's wonderful grace and love has something for us on the other side of goodbye, and that is new life. On the other side of the goodbye of graduation is high school or college or a first job and all kinds of great new adventures. On the other side of goodbye to a friend is hello to a new one. On the other side of the goodbye of death is resurrection. On the other side of the goodbye of Jesus's departure is hello to the Holy Spirit, which we will celebrate next Sunday on Pentecost. And on the other side of the goodbye that we as a community are beginning to say to each other is a new life for Doug and I that we have no idea what it will offer, but we are trusting God that there will be wonderful new opportunities and a whole new chapter in the amazing story of North Shore Baptist Church. Who can even imagine what God has in store for this congregation? Those very words came up at our English language retreat last weekend. Who can imagine what God has in store for this church now? When we go through the hard passage of goodbye, using the paths of courage and ritual and gratitude, God's loving grace and providence have new life and amazing possibilities on the other side. Amen.
Let us stand and sing together number 678, In the Balm There Is a Flower. Mm-hmm.
Please be seated. Something God alone can see. God alone can see deep, deep, deep into our hearts and knows those things that are our deepest concerns and also knows those things that are our fondest celebrations. As we go to God in prayer at this time, what is on your hearts and minds this day? Yes, Berlin, great to see you out. Yeah, nice to have you with us. And we keep you in our thoughts and our prayers, and it's nice to have you with us today. For Berlin, O merciful God, hear our prayers. Others? Yes, Green. I'm sorry, say it again.
Yes.
Those people in Calvary, Alberta, that are facing this tremendous difficulty. Oh, merciful God, hear our prayers. Yes? Okay. Okay, so prayers for your father. Oh, merciful God, hear our prayers. Others? Yes, Marcos. Prayers for the peaceful election tomorrow in the Philippines. Oh, merciful God, hear our prayers. Yes.
Well, I have lots to be thankful for.
Okay.
Two big things today.
Okay.
One is for Sarah, because it's her birthday. So I'm very thankful for her. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Sarah.
Embarrass her a little bit.
Yeah.
So just prayers of joy, and I'm extremely blessed and thankful for everyone.
All right. So prayers of thankfulness for all of those who celebrated with you yesterday and as you're 3 months from the wedding itself. Oh, merciful God, hear our prayers. And a prayer of celebration for Sarah's birthday. Oh, merciful God, hear our prayers. I'll say good. I know, I'm just like, yeah.
Thank you so much for
prayers for God's healing touch continue to strengthen you in these days and that the surgery has gone well, and here she is right with us. Heart surgery, heart surgery. Oh, merciful God, hear our prayers. Thank you. Anybody else? Up in the choir? Jack. Amen. Jack is reminding us that Mother's Day is often difficult for people because they have struggled, not only those who've lost their mothers, but those who've never really felt the love of a mother, and there's many people in the world that have felt that way. And so we pray for those in this time. Oh, merciful God, hear our prayers. Bill. Absolutely. Right.
And the older I get, the closer
Bill is reminding us that for him, his mother died 3 days after he was born, and how difficult Mother's Day can be. But he's grateful for his sister who filled in that loving presence, and others around the world who feel that. Oh, merciful God, hear our prayers. Yeah. Peggy, I'm sorry. Somebody was pointing somewhere. I had to figure out where.
Mm.
for those who mothers who've lost children to violence and have a hole in their heart this day. O merciful God, hear our prayers. Others? Let us turn our hearts to God in prayer. O holy God, we do give you thanks for being like the mother bird who protects us under the wings. We give you thanks for the gift of those who have shown us love. For many of us, that's been the gift of mothers or grandmothers. For others, we've had to find that from other people who have been mothers in our lives, even though they were not our mother. We thank you for the various ways that we have experienced the gift of love. We also pray for those for which this day is a difficult day, whether they have lost their mother that they love dearly, or whether they never experienced the love of their mother, or for mothers who have lost their children, and this is a difficult day. Help us, O God, whatever our experiences in life, to show us the path to the other side, so that we might know that in all things you are there with us, for you have promised that in the gift of your Son, Jesus. For you have said that, lo, he is with us always, even until the end of the age. And so as we have gathered in his name this day, and as we remember his life among us and give you thanks, we share in the prayer that he taught us all to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We welcome all of you to the worship of God here at North Shore Baptist Church. It's great to see everyone here. Please register your attendance with us by finding the Who's Who in the Pew books that are on either the side aisle or the center aisle. And please greet one another in the Welcome Center following the worship service as you are able. When you go out there, you'll see that the Book of Reports have been completed and are out there for our annual meeting next Sunday. If you want to get the reports and read through that, I'm sure that all of you read through that cover to cover. I know I do. I just read through 20 of them, actually, over the last 20 years. Please pick those up as you are able. We are grateful to the office staff and to Ron Barlow, I understand, who helped put those together this week. And so thank you for all that hard work. You can see that is an announcement there in the bulletin about moving forward together is the theme for the annual meeting. Our worship service next Sunday will be at 10:30 a.m. It's a joint worship service here in the sanctuary with all four congregations gathering together. And so then after that, we will go downstairs around noon for the luncheon and the annual meeting to take care of the business of the church that is before us that next Sunday. So next Sunday is at 10:30 here in the sanctuary. Okay, remember that, 10:30. You can see that the youth lock-in is coming up for all the youth on May 20th and 21st. I am so glad that I am past youth ministry and don't have to spend the night in a lock-in anymore. But I'm glad that they continue, and that's why Pastor Catherine is young and energetic. On the 22nd, not next Sunday, but the Sunday after, on Sunday, May 22nd, will be the Brahms Requiem. Anything you want to add about that?
Yes, the Chancel Choir and Friends will be presenting a concert, a free concert, our last concert of the season, and this is a German Requiem by Johannes Brahms, featuring a fabulous soloists that are here sitting behind me. So it will be a great event. Please join us.
Okay, so please put that on your calendar for a lovely afternoon, Sunday, May 22nd. You can see that we're still, I think, looking for a bus driver, and please speak with one of us if you're interested in that, or check the church office. And you can see that we still are receiving, through the One Great Hour of Sharing offering, the earthquake relief for those both in Japan and in Ecuador who have experienced tremendous loss, and you can give that through North Shore Baptist Church, and we'll send it through our denomination. If you give it through North Shore Baptist Church, it'll be $1 will be matched by $2 as our matching funds. This is the opportunity for all of us to share back to God and God's church so that the ministry of Christ's love can be shared in this community and throughout this world through the ministry of North Shore Baptist Church. At this time, let us receive this morning's offering as the Corinne Fellowship leads us in special music.
Is give me clear water whenever I have, you know, go through so many struggles. God is there, and He look after us. So.
now all eternity adore. Yet that's only now that the earth are led to move, let on burn. Yet the love we learn around, take our courts at war, that get a new blood we are, time we are loving God.
Gracious and loving God, you have given us the gift of one another. All of the languages and cultures of North Shore Baptist Church, we are such a gift to us, and we are so grateful. We return these gifts now to you. We return them to you and ask that you take these gifts and us, the givers, and help us to spread the word of your love and your grace in your Son, Jesus, to all of the people of this world. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
There is anyone here this morning who wants to confess faith in Christ, then we invite you to come forward as we sing our final hymn. Or if there is anyone who is already a follower of Jesus but wants to join to become a member of this congregation of Christ Church, we invite you to come forward as well.
Praise him, Jesus, our master, indeed.
service today, if you'd like to come forward and take a flower from this beautiful arrangement. Thank you. Dawn Nolden would like you to do that in remembrance of her mother, Carol, longtime friend and member of North Shore Baptist Church, as a way of remembering her life. Thank you, Dawn.
And now may you go out with joy and be led forth with peace. May the mountains and hills before you break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field clap their hands. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.